The Valley's housing market seems to have slowed a bit. Not great recession slow, but slower than it was earlier in the year. And Jim Belfiore, president of Belfiore Real Estate Consulting in Phoenix, says that's led some home builders to try and drive demand. He says a rise in interest rates earlier this year and a significant increase in new home prices has softened the market a bit.
I think that interest rate spike that occurred simultaneous to the large increases that the builders were taking on at the time kind of shocked buyers. And so the market slowed, demand slowed, fewer buyers were coming to the marketplace in the second half of the year. And so builders have gotten a little more creative here in the last few months. And a percentage of them, a small percentage, maybe, you know, 10 to 15 to 20% of builders have started to increase home prices, base home prices, the prices that home buyers see on price sheets when they walk into a sales office, but they've also increased incentives. And so the net effect of those base price increases is actually a decrease in overall prices to home buyers.
What kinds of incentives are we talking about here?
You know, incentives vary from community to community, but the most common in the marketplace today are closing cost assistance, home builders providing potential home buyers with a credit towards closing costs. Builders will provide a credit to potential home buyers of anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 that they can utilize towards options and upgrades, you know, improving
things like
upon
granite countertops,
exactly,
stainless steel appliances, things like that.
Absolutely, or swimming pools. And then, you know, just simple discounts off of the price.
So if builders want more buyers to buy their homes, why don't they just lower the base price?
Well, I think they believe that the slow period, the soft period in the market is temporary. And I think most builders believe that when springtime comes, which is typically our primary selling season, that the market's going to come back strong in the spring this year.
So if demand's going to be stronger starting, let's say, sometime in February and going through June, would they then just reduce some of those incentives, or would they raise the base price more? How would home builders respond to that?
Home builders will first very likely decrease the incentives that they're giving today. We had reached a point in most communities earlier this year in the spring of 2013 when builders were giving incentives ranging in value of 1% to 3% of the base price. Incentives in several areas have gotten to 4% to 7% presently. And what'll happen most likely when the spring selling season comes around and sales do prop up a little bit prior to increasing base prices, home builders will first decrease the incentives back down to that 1% to 3% level.
Would you expect that once the incentives go down when the spring buying season starts, would you expect them to eventually go back up in the near future? Or do you think once they go down, they'll stay there for a while?
I think that there will be periods in which home price or incentives might go up. But I think overall, generally speaking, over the next 2 to 3 years, I would say that home buyers can look forward to higher home prices and getting less for their money.
Jim Belfiore is president of Belfiore Real Estate Consulting. Jim, thanks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mark.